Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance space on our headline news offering, China's President Xi Jinping pledged $60 billion in 2018 for African development over the next 3 years. But will the COVID-19 pandemic and global economic downturn light an early fuse on the time bomb of addictive Chinese-style financings in Africa, especially for commodity-linked project debt as commodity prices tumble? Or are critics just out for China again? Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export world, insurance broker and risk advisor Marsh, JLT Speciality, has strengthened its renewable energy team with appointments to newly created wind and renewables sector posts in the UK, US and Asia. And a $3 billion coal power plant is set to be constructed in northern Zimbabwe by Rio Energy, which will partner with China Zegoba Group Corp in funding and developing the project. Over in the commodity finance industry, the Arab Petroleum Investment Corporation has launched a $500 million counter-cyclical support package to help its energy sector members mitigate the impact of COVID-19 and oil price fluctuations. And Texas-based independent oil and natural gas company Parsley Energy has entered into an amendment to its revolving credit facility, which reaffirmed the company's $2.7 billion borrowing base, increases the elected commitment amount from $1 billion to $1.075 billion, and extends the maturity date by 2 years to 28th October 2023. And last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, the Irish government's €200 million COVID-19 working capital fund for small businesses has seen a muted level of drawdowns amid concerns that the programme is not fit for purpose. The IFRS Interpretations Committee has published its research summary into supply chain financing and specifically reverse factoring in advance of its public meeting on the 29th of April. And the OPEC Fund for International Development has signed a $15 million term loan with Banco Impresa, Costa Rica, to support the international trade needs of the country's SME sector. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.